So the Holy Spirit can be a very difficult thing to grasp, as God can sometimes be a difficult thing to grasp, and as Jesus can be sometimes a difficult thing to grasp. But for me, the Holy Spirit represents, more than anything, new life. And it's the Holy Spirit is portrayed in a beautiful way. Even before the world is created, way back in Genesis chapter 1, we are introduced to the Holy Spirit, that the earth wasn't made yet. It was without any kind of form. It was void. It was empty. It was just this kind of mass thing. And it says, this is so cool, the Holy Spirit was hovering, just hovering around. And God said, let there, and before God could even finish it, bam, the Holy Spirit was actively creating. Because the Holy Spirit is all about newness, about new beginnings, about new life. Color and explosion, and all of a sudden this world is coming into being. And the more we study, even as the knowledge that we have by scientists and astrologers and so forth, that we're still being blown away by the newness of creation, that there's more galaxies, more universes yet to be discovered. The Holy Spirit is all about creating. And the Holy Spirit is described in many ways in the Bible as water flowing and wind blowing. In other words, that there's more to us than just ourselves. The Bible says the Holy Spirit testifies with our own spirit that we belong to God, that we're part of something that's bigger than us. And the mystery will never be completely solved, but it's God always working in our life. And for those of you who read that powerful, powerful novel years ago called The Shack, how the Holy Spirit is portrayed in The Shack, to me was brilliant. It's the picture of the Holy Spirit working away in the garden, but nothing seems to be getting done. It seems like there's more weeds and more weeds and more weeds, and the Holy Spirit never complains. The Holy Spirit's just working away in this garden full of weeds and just trying to come up with something. And toward the end of the novel, when this person's life is just kind of unraveling and then finally beginning to make sense, one day this person walks toward this garden of weeds, and it's not weeds anymore. They're beautiful flowers that are blooming, and more flowers that will be coming. The Holy Spirit is our advocate. He is our sustainer. He is our coach. He is our mentor. He is our encourager, saying, I'm with you. I've never not been with you. And that even though there are days that aren't so good, I'm there with you, encouraging you. I'll always walk with you. And so the Bible gives us this portrayal of that there are things in our life that we may never completely grasp, but he's there renewing us and reviving us. I want to share with you a story from the Old Testament that is really one of the cool, cool stories. This was at a time when God's people were really under the law of God, kind of under the thumb, where all these rules and regulations had to be followed. It's what you did that made your faith work. And yet, there was something beyond that that was coming. And way back in Ezekiel, God says, I'm going to sprinkle water on you and you're going to be clean. I will cleanse you from all your sins and from all your idols. And I'm going to give you a new heart and I will put a new spirit within you. And so what he does is really a cool story. I hope somebody makes a movie out of this. God takes the hand of this prophet Ezekiel and leads him out into this death valley. It's called the Valley of Dry Bones. Nothing grows. It's just yuck. There's nothing there. And I'll just read to you this cool story. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and he set me in the middle of this valley, and it was full of bones. And he led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were dry. And God asked me, man, can these bones live? And I said, oh God, only you know. And then he said, prophesy, preach to these bones. Well, We preachers have to preach to a lot of interesting people. I've never preached to bones before, dry bones. And here's this metaphor that's being said. How can you breathe life into something that's completely dead? There's nothing there but bones. It's just a ghost town. And he prophesied. He preached to the bones. He said, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to the bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. And I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. And I will put breath in you and you will come to life. And maybe that doesn't mean much to you, except there was a time in the life of Jesus when he was with his disciples and he did something that was really weird. In fact, it's just a statement that's made and then it's left alone and you never hear it about again. And it's so cool. Jesus comes up to his disciples, and he does this. He breathes on them. And the Bible doesn't describe how he does it. He just says his disciples are there, and he breathes on them. And he says this, receive the Holy Spirit. And that's it. That's it. And you wonder, what is this kind of story? Well, I got reading this Ezekiel story, and I think, that's it. A person can be in church every single week and feel like they're under the thumb of God until the Spirit, until Jesus breathes new energy in life into something that felt like dry bones. And now all of a sudden, God puts skin on those bones, puts some energy back into our life, puts a spiritual flow back into our life. Jesus said, if anyone believes in me, streams of living water will flow from within, no more dry bones. And it's the Spirit saying, I'm not hovering anymore. I'm swimming in your heart. I'm available to you. I always have been. And so as we continue on this year, for some of you students at Great Lakes and for others of us, let's just be aware of the fact that the Holy Spirit is all about creating newness in our life, being reborn and reborn and reborn and reborn. It's the ongoing work of God that sets us free. Spiritual information is good, but the spiritual transformation that Jesus creates in us through His Spirit is what will really keep us going. Amen.